This is The Spark. I'm Martha Woodruff. Okay, I'm an enthusiastic and haphazard grower of flowers who's never even thought about joining a garden club or entering a flower show. The Garden Club of Virginia sponsors 3 flower shows a year, one for daffodils, one for lilies grown from bulbs, and one for roses. This is real competition. Think American Idol for flowers. Spotswood Garden Club is all set to host this year's Lily Show. To learn a little something about the Garden Club world, show co-chair Sandy Hodge suggested I talk with Glenna Graves, who began her serious flower growing with daffodils.
I was used to the yellow daffodil, you know, when I was a child. And until 1992, our Spotswood Garden Club hosted the daffodil show for the Garden Club Virginia here in Harrisonburg. And I was co-chairman of that committee. And I couldn't believe all the colors and sizes and shapes and divisions and so forth. And that is the same for the lilies. And the lilies are good because they start blooming, well, maybe some in May, and it can go all through the summer. You know that you can have different kinds of lilies.
Let's talk about your garden. Okay. I have lots of daffodils in my yard, but they're whatever bulbs fell my way,
right,
or I picked up at Big Lots,
right,
or someplace.
Exactly.
And I suspect that you're a little more orderly about it.
I used to be just like you, in which I would pick up the biggest bag I could get for the smallest amount of money, and which those are fine, and they're great for naturalizing. After a point, you run out of gardening space, so you take those, you know, the ones that came from the big box store, and you kind of put them out to the
edge of the woods.
Edge of the woods, right, for a while. And there are a lot of sources of real nurseries around in the United States in which you can order specialty bulbs, whether it's daffodil bulbs or whether it's lily bulbs. One bulb can be $3 a bulb, which is comparable to what you would get at Lowe's or somewhere like that. Or you can pay $40, $50 for a bulb.
Have you done that?
I'm afraid I have.
Are you entering this year's Lily Show?
I hope so. I won a blue ribbon last year.
You what?
I did.
For what?
I had this yellow. I didn't know what it was. I took it. And that's one of the great things, because at the show, if you don't know what it is, there are people there who will help you what it is. The show was in Fairfax about the 18th, 20th of June last year. Of course, remember last year, the season was much earlier than what this year is. So this yellow was just about the last thing that I had. I thought, oh, well, you know, how can you go to a show and not take something? And I took it, and anyway, it did get a blue ribbon.
When you say you took it, did you pick it and put
you
it
You cut
in?
It, and then you have to put it in a container. I guess the flower I took was probably, with container and everything, it might have been 30, 36 inches tall. But some of these flowers, I mean, there's a lady here in town, Rachel Hollis, that grows absolutely gorgeous lilies. Some of those lilies can be 5 feet tall. And she is wonderful in her car. She kind of puts it in a container and tilts it back over the back seat. And it is quite a process of handling all these flowers to get them to a show, because you don't want to break the bloom. You don't want to bruise the bloom. You are judged on the condition that your flower is when you get there. However, with lilies, they really want to judge the flower as it is presented. And sometimes if there's a little bruise on petal, or if there's little mark on a green leaf or something, they will let you take a little green coloring and fill that little mark in. Now, in daffodils, you can't do that. If you have a defect on it, too bad. But transporting a lily can be difficult because they're so big. A lot of the lilies, they use jugs, you know, the gallon jugs, to put them in and fill them with water for the weight. And then you'll put them maybe in like the milk crate type things, and then put rocks around them or bricks or something. I mean, it's almost a construction job to get them there. You just don't pick it and hold it in your hand and take it and say, here it is. That's not it.
Sounds like moving the family crystal.
You do, and you have a toolbox with all your cleaning tools and your wire and your green pens if you need them, and your Q-tips, you know, which you can get that pollen out, and all kinds of things like that.
It reminds me of the Westminster Dog Show, getting the little puppies.
Right,
you know,
it is.
Dogs.
Exactly. It's that
just
sort of
right.
thing. It can be a lot of stress. Some people are really there for the top award, which is good. But then there are others like kind of like me. I want to enter. And if it goes up there, wonderful. But
now, what'd you win a blue ribbon for?
Mm-hmm. I had an Asiatic bloom. And it was entered in a certain class. And then they will give blue, red, yellow in these different classes, whatever happens to be. And then in the end, they will take certain ones of the different blue ribbon winners and compete them against each other for the best in show. Sure. Now, mine got to go up on the table to be considered. It was not chosen the best in show. But I said, at least having been a blue ribbon winner over here, at least it got to go and compete.
Did they give you a critique of the lily when they gave you the blue ribbon?
Not really. It's just sometimes it depends on how many blooms mm-hmm. are on the stem. As I said, last year's season was very early, and I don't think in this particular class I'd had as much competition as what you could have, not to knock my flower down, but that's being truthful. And it's just presentation. My flower looked very much like this one.
Okay. Which is yellow.
It's yellow and
blooms
tall.
All
and
around.
Yes, all around the sides. And if they are all looking out, whatever the type of flower, the way the bloom is to be faced has a certain amount of, if it's doing what it's supposed to do, I will say it like that. If it's really growing the way it's supposed to do and presents itself well, if it has a lot of substance to it, a flower that has a lot of substance to the petals as well as the foliage, shiny, like look fresh, the condition is good, it's going to win over one that begins to look a little tired. And if you have a flower stem that has 10 blooms on it and you have maybe one has already gone by and by, which you would take that bloom off, you can see where it was removed, but you take that bloom off, and then your competition maybe only had 7 blooms to start with, and 3 of those were already gone, although the remaining ones were still good. It's just comparing.
Okay. What's gotta, there?
Yeah. What's there? That's right.
When you set off to go uh-huh. to the show, uh-huh. do you just go out in the garden and see what looks good, or do you have to?
We don't have to pre-enter, but you do for a few weeks now. You watch them as you're coming up. You see the ones with the nice sturdy stems that are coming. You go out and blooms. Stems this big have a lot of blooms, and they need a lot of water. And so you do a lot of watering, trying to give them all the nourishment. You also want to give them plant food. You want to feed them a lot.
Do you talk to it encouragingly?
Oh, yes. You have to stand up, and you watch it. You watch when the frost was coming. You go out, and you consider, do I cover them? Because the frost did nip some, and I went out and covered. Of course, they weren't very tall yet. At that point, we had the frost, but it was this one, a new one that I had just planted last fall, and it looked really nice, and I covered it. And the next morning when I took the cover off, it was fine, but I had broken the top out of it, which was kind of sad because it was a nice-looking, healthy stem. It'll have a nice bloom next year, but, you know, you have to be careful because when it's gone, it's gone.
Dearest Lily, I want you near me.
Just in case you have a burning desire to go spend time in a room filled with beautiful flowers, and who wouldn't, there's a link with all the particulars of this year's Lily Show, Lilies of the Valley, hosted by the Spotswood Garden Club, on the Spark page at WMRA.org.